Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It's Paul Bars from paulbars.com signing in one more time. Thank you for joining with me. Hope you're enjoying this special report and this special series, your 10-point website success checklist. Oh yeah, website success, it's what it's all about, isn't it? But tell me something, did you realize that there are some parallels between online business and offline business? In fact, far more than most people would consider. In fact, as I've been going through this series also, I've been drawing some of those parallels, and like I did last time, I alluded to very briefly what I'll be talking about this time. What's the purpose in doing that? Well, let's have a look at it. When someone comes to your website, you can, in a sense, to help determine and help them see your purpose to see if it meets and fulfills theirs, use the old formula. Okay, here we go. Bom, bom. This is the scary formula from high school, the essay. Oh, I don't know about you, but my experiences in high school were not all that pleasant. This is one of the things that I really didn't want to do very well with, but once I got involved with online and internet business, I realized that there was a simple thing that I was told back in high school, which makes all the difference and can set the parallels of success on course. It is simply this. Number one, tell them what you're going to tell them. Number two, tell them what you're there to tell them. And number three, tell them what you have just told them. Three-step formula, same formula given to me to write a winning thesis or a winning book or a winning audio. How do we convince our customers that we're the right people? Well, we tell them. But in order to get them ready for it, we actually tell them in advance what we're going to tell them. And then we actually do tell them, and then we tell them what we've just told them. Are you getting confused yet? Let me explain it to you. Someone comes to your website. How do they find their way in? Well, they find their way from a referral, perhaps from another customer. They find their way perhaps from a brochure. Or ideally, they find their way from a search engine and you tell them what you're about to tell them on your website. There's the introduction. Of course, they come to your website. They realize that your purpose is aligned with theirs. And so you tell them what they are there for you to tell them. And they read the information on the sales page and the sale is made and then you follow them up. What do you do when you follow them up? You tell them what you've just told them. Can you see that simple three-step formula? Three different things before they arrive, when they arrive, and after they've gone to get them to what? Come back. It's called follow-up. And that is success checkpoint number seven. Let me just blow your mind for a moment and share with you a story which took the breath out of me when I first heard it. And this was just very recently. I was talking to a local business owner, as I do often, who invested on average, I don't know, I think he said, I'm sure I heard him correctly, around $60,000 a month on television advertising. Easy to do. Of course. When I asked him, and I did, I said, well, great. How's that working for you? I like Dr. Phil sometimes. Dr. Phil, how's that working for you? My favorite saying, my only saying that I know from Dr. Phil. So how's that working for you? Well, it's actually working well. We're getting lots of people. But I wish, he said, I wish more of them would come back. I can sort of hear the crickets in the background like you do in the comedy movies when someone makes a bad joke and you just hear the cricket. And there's absolute dead silence, because that's how I felt. I asked him, what about your database? What are you doing with your follow-ups? And of course, he had one. He was putting people into the database once they'd actually purchased something, and he sent them a Christmas card last year. What the? You got to be joking. A Christmas card last year? Only the people who bought from you? But that was it. What about all of the others? See, here's the thing with online business. People come to us, and of course when they buy something, they're registered and their details are captured. Of course. And if we're smart, we will follow them up. Hi, how are you? Is your product good? You'd be amazed how many people don't even do that. But with your business now, with your website, having listened and to this report and read the information provided, well, you're not going to fall into that trap anymore. I should hope not. Not only will you follow up with those who have purchased, you will follow up with those who haven't. Of course, accepting that the sale had been made at a smaller level and you had grabbed their details and you'd followed them up and you'd follow them up and you'd follow them up. Because you can save yourself literally thousands and thousands of dollars in traditional offline advertising if you follow them up. What's it cost to send someone an email these days? Nothing. But here's the thing. How much credence does it give? Oh, a little bit. Not much. What does it cost to send someone a letter, an actual, you know, mailed out posted letter these days? Let's perhaps take into consideration a little bit of, you know, your printing costs, your mail costs, your envelope and paper. What's it cost? 50, 60 cents? Not much. What kind of credence does that give? Much better. We're getting there. Now, of course, I can't tell you what is the best way to follow up in your industry, in your business, in your sector, because I don't know what it is. But you do, and you should know that it is all dependent on your customers' expectations. This is what's important. I, a little while back, ran a follow-up series. It was an information package. 12 months of training, all done by autoresponder. Once I had set it up, off she went on autopilot. Yeehaw, she was beautiful. Automatic follow-up for a whole 12 months. Guess what I did after that 12 months? I followed them up for another 12 months automatically to then convert them to another product sale. 67% conversion ratios. What did it cost me? Nothing. Only the time, which was about 2.5 weeks, to set up 12 months, or in that case, 24 months of automatic follow-up messages. 67%. Do you get that off your advertising campaigns? Not likely. Why? Some of them had purchased, some of them hadn't, but they came back. Follow-up, follow-up, follow-up. It's just so important. I cannot even begin to illustrate how important it is. And of course, when you follow up, what do they find? What do they find when they come back to your website? What's the reason? Well, it's the reason that I give you in Success Checkpoint number 8. Let's take a break and we'll come back to that one very shortly. This is Paul Bars from paulbars.com and .com.au signing off. Bye-bye.